Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we are back here on the third and final hour of our 85th birthday celebration to one of country music's living legends and grandest ladies. That, of course, is Miss Connie Smith. I'd like to once again remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this show is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston, the heart of Limestone City of Canada, also heard throughout the world via worldwide web at www.oshawarocks.com, and of course YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube, where I post a lot of great interviews and old archives of my show. With that, I would like to welcome you all back in here to this, the third and final hour of today's program. I'd also like to introduce a new segment to the show that I hope a lot of our fans will enjoy over the next coming years, part in our program where we like to play and replay an old song. First, I'd like to call it the Way Back Flip Flop, and with that we would like to once again pay tribute to this segment as a new segment, and it will be very much in the style of a segment that a friend of mine down in Michigan does called Pete and Repeat, but it's going to be the Flip Flop. And with that, we would like to pay tribute to a song that Merle Haggard wrote and recorded during the war years called Jesus Take a Hold. Then we'll follow this original recording by Haggard with a redone version by Miss Connie Smith of the same song, Jesus Take a Hold. With that, I hope y'all enjoy this, and that it does highlight some of the redone version of Connie's version, but also highlights the version of Merle Haggard's. With that, welcome in, friends, to this, the third and final hour.
This world has never been in the awful shape it's in, and our leaders are in doubt of what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow you've got to find a helping hand. This world has never been awful shape it's in, and people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound, and our city streets are filled with angry men. Laws now mockery throughout our troubled land, and destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. Our leaders seem in doubt what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow we've got to find a helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound, and our city streets are filled with angry men. Law is now a mockery throughout our troubled land, and destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in, and our leaders seem in doubt of what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Chose to close this album with a song that Merle Haggard wrote in the late 1960s called Jesus Take a Hold and Lead Us Through, which I actually had first recorded in the early 1970s. He wrote it about the condition of our country at that time with the unrest and the riots and all that was going on. And I believe the song is just as relevant today as it was then, and maybe even more so.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes, and with that mention, I would like to send out some special songs to some dear friends and family. First of all, I'd like to send out a song to my good friend Peter Myrna Trenum in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, and it's going to be a song by a mutual friend of ours, Fraser Newcomb, and his classic called The Ode to Stompin' Tom Connors. Then we'll follow with the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, beloved icon of Newfoundland and pioneer of Canadian country music, and his version of The Moon Man Newfie. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than another classic, and this time it's going to be My Hero, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song going out to my dear friends John and Kathy out there in Guelph, Ontario. John's just getting home after a visit to his beloved island of Prince Edward Island, so we'll send this out to him today with Stompin' Tom Connors and his classic called Prince Edward Island is Heaven to Me. And just a reminder that Stompin' Tom has a great fan club on Facebook. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in down east. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There's a big old sunny island where Tommy he called home. He learned to play his music there before he left to roam. But we all grew up on music we call Eastern Swing. It doesn't matter where you're from, old Stompin' Tom's the king. Oh, I can still remember the way things were back then. In spite of all hard times, I live them all again. You can hear John Allen Cameron and Rita McNeil sing. Makes you proud to be from Canada, where Stompin' Tom's the king. You can hear him on the old TV or on the radio. He plays that kind of music that makes you giddy up go. So when you cross that harbor link, it don't mean a thing. Cause once you hit the mainland, old Stompin' Tom's the king. So if you ain't never been there, then I guess you ain't been told. Just can't think Cape Breton unless you got a lot of soul. It's where they play that fiddle or whatever has a string, and they'll be the first to tell you, oh, stomping and dumping. We'll play our kind of music till we can't play no more. So when you hear that fiddle play and the guitars ring, it's probably Stubborn Tom who still remains the king. It's probably Stubborn Tom who still remains the king. Yes, old Stubborn Tom who still remains. But the man in the moon is a newfie, sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Codfish Dan from Newfoundland, he dreamt that he had three wishes. He took Mars and all the stars and turned them into big fishes. He said the sky was much too dry and he made a wavy motion. And the moon like a boat began to float up on the starry ocean. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newfie. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. One night he strayed to the Milky Way to cast his nets upon it. He spied the tail of a great big whale and he harpooned Halley's Comet. He never had a pot for the fish that he caught, so he had to use the Big Dipper. And the sun, by Jove, was a mighty good stove for cooking up smelts and kippers. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newfie. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Now the northern lights, they seem so bright, like nothing could be grander. But they're just waves that the moon boat made by the Newfoundland commander. So don't you sigh and say, oh my, what gross exaggerations. 'Cause he'll tell you that the dream was true when Codfish Dan awakens. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newfie. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing.
They talk about Texas, Kentucky, and Maine. They talk about London, Paris, and Spain. But there's a little island I long there to be. Prince Edward Island is heaven to me. The shores are so pretty, the fields are so green, the roads are so winding with such pretty scenes. The air is so pure and the people so gay. Prince Edward Island, I'm coming to stay. Swimming and hunting and fishing galore. The sun shines so bright on its long golden shore. The Lord made this island for all men to see. Prince Edward Island is heaven to me. You know, folks, there are 10 provinces in the Dominion of Canada. Each beautiful in their own respect. such as British Columbia, Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec, Ontario, and Newfoundland. But Prince Edward Island to me is the one. The soil is so fertile, so rich and so rare. It yields such potatoes that none can compare. The tourists are welcome to walk its red soil, while farmers are happy to work and to toil. Now there's thousands of islands in this land of ours, like dots on the ocean or dew on the flowers. But a touch of God's great hand of this island must be, for Prince Edward Island is heaven to me. Yes, Prince Edward Island is heaven to me.
I wasn't ready for stardom. I didn't want it. I didn't aim for it. I just wanted to sing.
The sun was setting in the west. The birds were singing on every tree.
Friends, it's recording artist Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms. It's early in the morning and I'm far, far away.
And yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music following those East Coast ballads. And with that, I would like to send out some songs to some dear friends of mine again. First of all, it's going to be a classic by my good buddy and a true bluegrass pioneer and legend in this area, Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass, and a song called Almost Home. We'll then follow with a song I would like to play and dedicate to our good friend Bill White, but also anyone who is like me, feeling the hurt of the rumors that the Grand Ole Opry is up for sale. With that, it is a true song, the more the years pass on down Nashville. And it's going to be a song that Bill recorded his own version of, called Murder on Music Row. And then we would like to send out a song to our good friend Sparky, also known as Sandra Day, in Ingleside, Ontario. And we just got to meet up the other day, and it's going to be an all-time classic by Country Gentleman and Mountains and Memories. With that, I would like to say good morning to all our bluegrass listeners out there in the listening area. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome in, friends.
The scenes have been familiar for the past few dozen miles. I just passed the county line, marking stone. Just a few more miles from here, and I guess there'll be some tears, 'cause I can hardly wait. I'm almost home. There's the field where Mom and Daddy work together side by side, and the churchyard where they're sleeping all alone. Farther down the one-room school where I learned the golden rule so many years ago, I'm almost home.
I'd almost bet there'll be a checker game going on over at old Mr. Tate's general store. Daddy told me in his last letter the old man still runs it all alone. And I bet that old church bell still rings, and I bet the choir still sings, just as they did each and every Sunday morning. I'm almost home.
There's a little green roof cottage and the gatepost made of stone, and the tree I climbed looks so much smaller.
as the past fills up my mind, I can almost hear them say, "We're glad you're home." I can almost hear them say, "We're glad you're home."
From 16th Avenue, they never found a fingerprint or the weapon that was used. But someone killed country music, cut out its heart and soul. They got away with murder down on Music Row. Mighty dollar, the lust for worldwide fame slowly killed tradition, and for that someone should hang. Oh, they all said not guilty. The evidence will show murders being committed down on drums and rock and roll guitar mixed right up in your face. Hank Snow wouldn't have a chance on today's radio. They got away with murder down on Music Row. Said no one missed it when it was dead and gone. It said no one will buy them old drinking cheap songs. Oh, there ain't no justice in it, and the hard facts are cold. Murder's been committed down on Road. The steel guitar no longer cries, it'll barely play. With drums and rock and roll guitar mixed right up in your face, the hag wouldn't have a chance on today's radio. They got away with murder down on Music Row. Why, they'd even tell the possum to pack up and go back home. Murder's been committed down on Music Row.
And some mountains that I dearly love to climb. Way above the tree line, like an eagle soaring high on feathered wing. Looking far below to find the trails and the places of my dreams. I've got memories of mountains that I have only seen in my mind.
dreams, a mountain with her gentle mountain streams. I've never seen a mountain that didn't make me feel a man so small. I'm sure God created mountains to remind us of the wonder of it all. And the picture of the blue-eyed girl who shared within my mind my mountain dreams. I roll over, put my arms around the dearest one a man has ever known, and remember all the mountains that we've conquered just to make this happy home. I've got memories of mountains that I have only seen in my mind. Mountains that I've climbed in dreams, a mountain with her gentle mountain stream. I've never seen a mountain that didn't make me feel a man so small. I'm sure God created mountains to remind us of the wonder of it all.
I was born in Elkhart, Indiana, but when I was 5 months old, my family took a train back to Hinton, West Virginia, where my daddy was from. There were 14 kids. We had an old battery radio at our house, and we would listen to it anytime we could get the Grand Ole Opry, because it was pretty staticky at times.
Smoky Mountain Memories.
Hello, friends. This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back.
Smoky Mountain Memories.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program, turn back the clock, to winter of 2021, when I had the great honor of sitting down with Dallas Frazier, sharing some memories about his career and also his songwriting that he had done for Connie Smith over the years. With that mentioned, I would also like to share that Connie had recorded over 70 of his songs over the years. I believe it's about 72 of Dallas's songs she has recorded over the years. And with that mentioned, following this blast from the interview past, I would like to share a special song that Dallas wrote and also recorded titled Just Got Tired of Being Poor. With that, here's an all-time classic interview from the winner of 2021 and my late great friend Dallas Frazier, singer-songwriter. And then stepping into 1966, you also recorded and, well, actually you wrote and recorded the original version of a song that would be big for the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira.
Yeah, and what a good cut. Boy, I tell you what, that's a songwriter's dream to hear something like that.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, they just, they hooked it plus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked it, really, I mean, just amazing. What amazing, an amazing cut. Stay true to the song, you know.
Exactly. And I was talking to my good friend William Lee Golden from the Oak Ridge Boys. It's coming up on 50 years.
Yeah. And I wrote, the song is well over 50 years. My record was on Capitol, and it was come out in 66.
Yes, I 1966.
Yeah, and it was what we call a regional hit. It didn't really catch on nationwide.
Okay.
There were places like Atlanta, Georgia. It was number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in rhythm and blues and stuff. And you know, Johnny, I wanted to just say this. I've never been boxed in as far as types of music go. I played trumpet when I was a kid.
Yes.
In the fifth grade. And you know, I loved Louis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just never been boxed in. And when I moved to Nashville, I didn't get boxed into country music. I love country music. I am a country boy.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell me I can't go out here and write something for another field.
Exactly.
I was versatile.
You are original, and
I didn't see anything wrong with this.
That's right, exactly. Yes, I brought you on the show today to talk a little bit about your work with Connie Smith. She has recorded some 72 to 75 songs of yours. How did you meet Connie?
Well, 72 to be exact for your folks in Radio Land. There, I met Connie when I was about 25 years old, I'm 81,
mm-hmm.
and I met her, and we just hit it off, and she was looking for she's looking for material.
Oh yes.
And I said okay. I said you know, I want to give you some. I want you to hear some of my stuff. You know.
Yes.
But anyway, a long story short, we connected, and a lot of the stuff I wrote for Connie, I wrote for her. She was a target.
Oh yeah.
You know, I listened to her. I studied her, and I went after her.
Okay.
You know, so to speak, musically speaking.
Yeah.
And she. It worked. It worked. I understood. I could hear her,
mm-hmm.
and it worked. You know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the things they were just written just expressly for her.
So they were written right for her and her material, sort of thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
she's been such a good friend too. She and Marty, you know, are good friends of mine.
Yes.
I wish I could hang around here for a while and write another 72 songs.
Exactly, yes.
But, you know, we have our turn, and then we have to get off the merry-go-round, don't we?
That's for sure, yes, I guess so. Unfortunately, yep.
Yeah.
And one that you have also written for Charlie Pride. Talking about people having to get off the merry-go-round. He sadly passed away.
Yes, that was so sad. I got to see Charlie probably 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Documentary for some people, and we got Charlie to be a guest on the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And he was such a just a bright light in my life.
Yes,
he really was. We became good friends and respected each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't say enough good things about Charlie and his career coming up like he did in Mississippi. You know, coming up out of that kind of
way of
problem.
Life. Exactly.
And making it so big, and making it big is like in the white man's world.
Yes,
and I say that with respect.
I sure do too.
Know,
yes.
He was the I would dare say the first or one of the very few that could have done something like that, or that did something.
Exactly.
That kind of success. And he did it so well, you know, black guy coming out and singing country music.
Yes.
And he was just as country as any of the white guys.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was. It was not a phony deal. When you saw Charlie Pride, you got the real deal. You saw Charlie Pride. You
exactly.
Know,
and if I may ask a couple more questions there, Dallas. First of all, you wrote one of my all-time favorites and country music that really touch home to me for the way I've lived my life. And this is one called Just Got Tired of Being Poor.
Johnny, songwriters always, they exaggerate. But there is a thread of truth in what they write. And that, because I never went to jail for being poor.
No.
My life was just one long story of being poor.
Yes.
Growing
exactly.
up and going through school and stuff. And even beyond meeting Ferland and staying with him for a couple of years, it was just my life. I can't even really explain how that affected. Of being poor and really not knowing from day to day, you know, where you was going to eat, how you was going to eat.
Exactly.
And it was just, sometimes it was just hell, you know.
Yes,
it was just hell. And stuff like that shapes a person, though. And I know that it does. And I didn't know it at the time. See, I'd have never written that song had it not been for that.
That song
is true.
Yes, and my story too. I grew up poor, and I had a lot of poor beginnings, but that song really has been a backbone of my life, that's for sure, Dallas.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah. I've never gone to jail or anything, but I've had problems with different things, and I just want to tell you that song has truly meant the world to me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, it come across too. It just came out like that. It's just like, you know, a lot of it, what a good way to say it, wasn't it?
Yes.
You know, I
yes,
just got tired.
Just got tired of it all, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that puts a bright spot on my day.
Yes, well, I hope so. So, and the last question for today, and then I hope to be able to do this again sometime.
Okay.
But tell us, as a songwriter of some of the greatest songs in country music, your opinion on the modern sound of country coming out of Nashville.
Well, I don't listen to the radio very much.
Yes.
I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of big names today I wouldn't even recognize if you mentioned the name. I would have to say I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just not into that. You know, I know there's talent. There's always talent. Okay,
yes.
There's always good talent. You can't keep talent down. It's going to rise. It's going to raise up and
mm-hmm.
be known. But at the same time, I think there's I'm just making up words here. Glitzy, just it has no bottom. It has no depth.
Exactly. There's
and
no
I think
soul.
There's
to
a
it.
Lot of that going on today, and I think that's good enough to describe it. It has no depth.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
just it's surface stuff. And, you know, I've written a few of them myself, so, you know, I just hate to see the old stuff go away.
I hear you. Yes, exactly. How would you like the Dallas Frazier legacy to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as a good songwriter, and the word good, you know, is kind of flexible. I want to be remembered as a guy that wrote songs that were real, that had some life in them,
yes.
that you could, you know, that had depth in them. That's what I want to be remembered for.
Okay. Well, on that note, I want to wish you a blessed day, and God bless you, and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. And it's been a pleasure. You've been easy to talk to.
Yes, well, I hope so.
Yeah. And thank you for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, you have a great day, and I hope the interview turns out good for you.
Well, it sure did. Thank you so much, Dallas. God bless you.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That I stole from Jesse Walker's country store. A penny separated me from choosing sides with honesty. I just got tired of being poor. I remember Willie Jackson laughing and talking about the ragged clothes I wore. That's when Willie in his face, I just got tired of being poor. Some folks eat their supper off of silver, and the only world they'll ever know is wealth. But I can't blame the rich folks for these big
myself. Freedom ran away from me at 23. I broke the lock on one too many doors. My hungry hands would not behave when they got close to things they craved. I just got tired of being poor. I broke the lock on one too many doors. My hungry hands would not behave when they got close to things they craved. I just got tired of being poor. I just got tired of being poor.
Story's famous. She was a local housewife singing her songs on the weekends or to entertain herself. Up in Ohio, stardom came calling. When it did, it came fast and hard. The industry knew they had a precious treasure there, so they encouraged her to go bigger, broader.
I felt like I was on a roller coaster, and it was going faster and faster and faster.
Yes, friends, I would like to once again pay tribute following that interview with none other than Dallas Frazier. I would like to pay tribute to a song that Marty Stewart wrote and performed live on the Grand Ole Opry some years ago. I would think about 2021, 2022. And it's going to be a song that he did as a tribute to his beloved wife, Miss Connie Smith. We'll then follow this with an all-time classic as recorded last year in November when she celebrated her 60th anniversary at the Grand Ole Opry. And yes, it is a bootlegged version of Once a Day, taken off the 60th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry tribute to Connie Smith. With that, we will be back following this with Way Back Song of the Week, and then send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
Chains of gold, bars of steel, can't hold back the way I feel. Beyond the sun, the darkest night, you're my brightest, you're my light. So here you are, after all these miles, with the heart of a little child. So what do you think we ought to do? Think I'll fall in love with you. Days gone by, I was sad, too tired to cry. Along you came in from the blue, and you loved me, that's just like you. So here you are, after all these months, with the heart of a little child. What do you think we ought to do? Think I'll fall in love with you. Think I'll fall in love with you.
Recorded it on July the 16th, 1964. And Mr. Roy Acuff, the king of country music, used to say, sing the song that brought you here. Once a day. New. a girl I knew one time. She lost the one she loved, then slowly lost her mind. She sat around and cried her life away. Well, lucky me, I'm only crying once a Thank you. I always said someday I'm going to sing on the Grand Ole Opry, but I never really thought I would.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week before we send us all home today. With that mentioned, this coming week on August 12th, it would have been Porter Wagoner's 99th birthday. Born on August 12th, 1927, sadly passing away at the age of 80 on October 28th, 2007, he would become known for his many Manuel and nudie style suits, those famous rhinestone suits, but he was also known for a song that I would like to play in loving memory of my loved ones back home. And yes, Mama Don and I just recently took a trip back home after many years of absence from there, and that of course is Lyndhurst, Ontario. I'd like to put this song out to all our friends back home who are no longer with us, but are sadly memories and beloved memories at that. With that, I would like to dedicate this song to all our friends back home who we miss, and with that, it's going to be the green, green grass of home. We'll be back following this on the other side to send us all home. Good morning. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa, and down the road I look and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me. Arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me, and I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre, arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. There they lay me, neath the green, green grass of home.
Yeah, I just used to know every song in the book.
you know, and around home before I ever got in the business. I sang everything. Wow. We had a big family, and we'd gather together on Saturday nights around the fireplace and all that, and just sing everything we could think of.
And yes, friends, it's once again that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Woodlock show here on CFRC 119 FM. I would like to once again also thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program today. I'd also like to thank Connie Smith for her contribution to the golden era of country music while still staying active in this modern era of country. I should also mention that she is still a beloved member of the Grand Ole Opry today. She is still performing weekly there, as well as many other places throughout the United States and Canada. She was also rewarded for her many years in country music with her induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2012. With that mentioned, let's send us all the way home today with a couple of sacred gospel songs. First, we'll hear one last time the man who brought her to Nashville many years ago, Bill Anderson, and Supper Time. Then we'll send us all the way home with a gospel song that Connie often performs called Satisfied, which was originally a Martha Carson song. However, Connie does a beautiful job at it herself. With that, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and may God bless and keep y'all till we meet again next Sunday. Same great time, same great place over this channel. So long for now, friends, and happy listening. And happy birthday, Connie, out there in Nashville.
Ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, supper time. We're going home at last. You know, some of the fondest memories of my childhood are woven around supper time, when Mama used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home now, Billy. It's supper time." Oh, gee, but I'd love to hear that again. But you know, for me, time has woven a realization of a truth that's far more thrilling. And that is that someday the call's gonna come from the portals of glory to come home, for it's supper time. And we'll be able to sit down at the table with the Lord Himself at the greatest supper time of all. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time.
I've got that old time religion. I've got that old time religion. And that is why I'm satisfied. Well, you ask me if I'm happy.
He's always been the Opry sweetheart.
Yeah, that's right, Ranger. The Rolls Royce of country music.
Oh, what a special night at the Grand Ole Opry. And it ends with a standing ovation. 60 years a member of the Opry, the great Connie Smith.
The show is over. Another day gone by. With good friends all around.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.
Coming up on September 16th, check out country singer-songwriter Esther Rose for a night of storytelling, folk-infused retro sound, and honest lyricism at Broom Factory. Learn more about this and other amazing concerts happening this fall at flyingvconcerts.com.
It is now a